I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The violence in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo has taken a heavy toll on those who live in the region, and the region's animals are at risk, too. Congo and neighboring countries are home to some of the last mountain gorillas in the world. Many of them live in the Virunga National Park. That's in eastern Congo. Craig Hatkoff is the co-author of a book for children about the gorillas of the park. The book is called Looking for Miza, the true story of the mountain gorilla family who rescued one of their own.
We discovered the story of Miza, a baby orphan who had been actually rescued by her father, who is the silverback of the Kabarizi family. His name is Kabarizi, and little Miza was one of his offspring, and she and her mother were missing, and Kabarizi actually ended up going out into the jungle and bringing Miza home.
Well, you tell the story very well, with pictures by Peter Gressa, really beautiful pictures, in fact, in the book. The father gorilla there, Kabarizi, wasn't the only one looking for this little baby gorilla, though. There were mountain rangers as well.
No, and I think that's one of the most important parts about this book is that it shows the interconnection between what the mountain rangers and humans need to do. The mountain rangers go out every day to try and track the gorillas. They are able to identify the gorillas by these nose prints. That's sort of like each human has their own individual nose print, fingerprint. Gorillas have their own identifiable nose print. Hmm. So that's how they keep track of the gorillas. But two of the rangers were the ones who had discovered that Miza was missing. And what happened, which is very, very unusual, is when Kabarizi brought Miza home, her sister and brother started taking care of her. She was at the stage of finishing her nursing, but she learned how to eat plants, and bamboo is one of their mainstays.
A lot of, I think, what we know about what happens to the gorillas in a park like this, we know from the internet. I mean, this is a really interesting aspect, that the park rangers in Virunga keep a blog.
Yes, and in fact, this story has been mainly communicated via the internet, and we're able to keep track. There's been a recent blog entry by one of the rangers who's involved in the book, and it said, you know, given what's happening in the Congo right now, it's become a terrible situation. It's much more about than just saving the gorillas. We have to deal with both. To save the gorillas, we're going to have to help save the people, and we now have this new, very, very unfortunate overlay of armed conflict going on a daily basis directly in the gorillas' habitat.
And directly in the habitat, and no trained rangers there now to protect them because something like 240 or more Congolese game wardens have run off their posts in self-defense.
They have basically left the gorilla sector in the Virungas. One of the armies that are there are, in theory, watching over. We have no reason to believe that there have been any additional casualties with the gorillas. We believe that Kabarizi and Miza have not been harmed, but it's a very, very fragile ecosystem, and the gorilla population in general is very susceptible to any kind of stress. So this is really a very, very serious issue.
One of the reasons I know you like to write books such as this is that you want to teach kids that they have the power to help save the mountain gorilla. But the question is, are they being set up in an unfortunate and unintentional way? I mean, do they have the power? Do you feel like they do, or you do?
Well, I think the importance is that we are trying, whether we can be successful or be part of the success or raise the awareness. For the children's book, we had a Kids Gorilla Summit in conjunction with the Clinton Global Initiative. And Dr. Richard Leakey, who was our guest of honor, said, we know what we need to do, whether we have the resolve as a civilization and as a people, that remains to be seen. But if we can't save 720 mountain gorillas, what good are we and what does it say about our own futures? And so I think that's the important message, is that any single individual probably can't affect change. But as a group in today's world, you activate hundreds of thousands, if not millions of children, whether they be in small groups or now all these kids who are connected, whether it's through the internet or through their cell phones and text messaging. This is a pretty powerful set of tools. We don't know that we'll be successful, but we will at least know that we tried to do something. And if it fails, that's okay. And we'll use that as a learning and we can share that information. And if it's successful, then we have something really to share with the world.
All right. Well, we're going to share the photos of Misa and her family on our website, theworld.org, and also make a link to the blog that has been kept by the park rangers in Virunga National Park. Craig Hatkoff, co-author of Looking for Misa, the True Story of the Mountain Gorilla Family Who Rescued One of Their Own. Nice to speak with you, Craig.
Thank you so much, Lisa. Enjoyed being here.